Well, Ken Brand, great to be speaking with you.
Good to see you, Liz, always, as always.
Thank you. So tell us, who are you and what is your book about?
Great, thanks. Hey, my name is Ken Brand. I'm a sales manager, real estate sales manager for a company called Prudential Gary Green in the Woodlands. And my role, I've been in the real estate business about 33 years now. And my role as the general manager, leader of the office, is to help the agents achieve their particular goals as long as they fall in line with the company, corporate brand promise of quality service and results. So everything that I can do to help them succeed is kind of what my role encompasses as a sales manager.
Okay. And the book?
Oh, my book. Sorry, two-part question. The title of my book is called Less Blah Blah, More Aha, which is kind of directed at the idea that we're kind of living in a trust-starved society today, and how we sell and connect and communicate and serve people today is very different than how we used to do it 4, 5, 6 years ago. And the subtitle of the book is How
I have it
Savvy,
here.
Social Savvy Real Estate Agents, great, become trusted, preferred, referred, and rewarded in this modern society that we live in.
Okay. So you've been blogging for what, about 8 years now, Ken?
That's right. I started blogging 8 years ago, and I started primarily as a way for me to put my ideas and thoughts down in a medium that all the agents in the office could have access to,
Right.
so that if I talked about something, then I wouldn't have to repeat it over and over again. Right? Kind of an online resource. That's how I started.
Right. And how is developing a book different from a collection of blog posts?
Yeah, good question. I originally thought, well, I would start writing my book. Which I started about 3 years ago, the beginning process of that, with a blog post like per chapter. And then I would just collect them all up and then I would have my book. Well, the difference, what I found out though, is that that doesn't work because the difference is the way that blogs are consumed and related to, it's kind of in at the reader kind of just pops in and reads it, and then he might come back a week later, a month later, and it's not really a thirst or search for specific information. And a book, people are looking for an answer to a problem or a challenge they have. How do I improve my sales? And they want to be led from A to B, and it has to be compelling and attractive and organized in such a way that it pulls them through, and then of course satisfy the whole reason for buying a book and spending the time to read it. So completely different, different medium, and the way they're consumed and appreciated is completely different. So it was a good idea and a good way to get it down on paper, but then I had to collect it all up and then seek out a professional like yourself, thanks for helping with that, who really could turn kind of like individual semi-precious diamonds, right, into a diamond necklace, a high-grade diamond necklace, and that's kind of what the difference is.
Oh, that's a great metaphor. Okay, so that's the difference really in terms of how the book was developed and also what it means for the reader. But what do you think is the single biggest lesson that you learned as a writer from pulling together a book as opposed to writing a series of blog posts?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say it's a challenge to begin and end. And I told everybody that I was going to be writing a book so that I would be forced to finish it. And I think that the biggest lesson that I learned really is just the commitment. You have to be committed to carrying it through the whole way. It's kind of a different when you're writing a blog and so on. It's like, well, you can kind of half-ass it, or I'll miss a week, or I'll do this. When you're
Right.
writing that book, it all has to kind of tie together and make sense, and it's completely different in that way, I think.
Excellent.